Sounds like a good time to me. This is The Boop Show. Some gaming news you can use for August 28th, 2014. I'm Scott Johnson. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Boop, episode 10. Like I said, it's the 28th of freaking August. The hell, where'd that time go? I don't know. Don't ask me, dude. I just work here. I'm not in charge of clocks and time. I am in charge of what happens in my own house, and I'm irritated. My son's got some friends. They're fine, whatever. You know, 13 years old or so, these kids. And when they come to the house, they think it's a wonderland. It's like it's Disney World here at the house because there's video games everywhere. There's PC games, there's console games, there's handhelds, there's iDevices. Everywhere you look, there's an opportunity. There's a 360, a PS3, a PS4, an old GameCube. You know, whatever. There's lots of stuff for them to do. I even have an old arcade cabinet here that doesn't work, but still, it seems like magic to them. So when they come over, they all want to plop down and play on my PS3, like Towerfall or something. PS4, rather. And I have four controllers. I got those to play co-op with my own kids. And they all grabbed them. Now, they were in pristine condition when they wandered in here. Okay? Clean, immaculate-looking controllers like they've never been used. Like they're fresh from the box they were born in. Because I keep that stuff nice, man. I'm not interested in just junk and things you pay good money for, right? Kids pick these controllers up, play a few games, whatever. I hear them and they're laughing. Bah, ha, ha, whatever. They leave. They go home. It's time to go home. Homework, whatever. They got to go. And I go in there and three things greet my visage, my eyes. I go in there and I see, oh, the TV's on. Oh, the game they were playing is on and not even paused. There's just dead characters on the screen. And it's just sitting there playing and looping some music or something. So it's sitting there burning into my, you know, my big screen TV. And the controllers are strewn everywhere. The disc that was in the PS4 is now out and laying on the ground someplace, face up, for no reason. And the controllers, here's the part I wanted to get to. The controllers are covered in a thin layer, or somewhat thick layer, I'll say, of freaking boy grease. Does no one wash their hands? Do these parents teach these kids how to be disgusting? Like, what is going on? Oily, nasty, thumbprinty, gross, little weird buildup in the corners of stuff, things going on with my controllers. I won't stand for it! Let's dive into the news. It's Thursday. That's what we do. Talk about the news of the previous few days. And for those new to the show, just so you know, the show comes out on Mondays and Thursdays. And we cover the news and we give you a little commentary about your favorite industry. That's right, video games. Destiny developers say there is no player-to-player item trades in Destiny. In its latest Destiny update, developer Bungie makes it absolutely clear that players will not be able to swap weapons and gear within the open universe multiplayer shooter. So if you were hoping you'd get a sweet drop and give it to your buddy Slappy over there, nope. Cannot do. So it looks like a fan asked Bungie if these were going to be available at launch and got this very succinct denial. Quote, nope. We want you to earn them. This is, again, Bungie, spokesman. Quote, you should be able to tell badass story for every sweet jewel in your arsenal. Unquote. So even though these trades be lacking in the game, Bungie, does note the player can trade items between their own characters. So they're not locking you into that. You got something sweet for your, warlocks that you picked up with your hunter dude? Give it to him. Once you earn them, this is part of the quote, the various guardians under your account will be able to trade them. but weapons belong to the players who acquire them through action and bravery. You cannot waltz in and have your buddy bail you out. Because how fair would that be? The answer to that question is not fair at all. Get an Xbox One Kinect sensor for $150 in October. This just in. So in May, as you may recall, Microsoft announced it would sell Xbox One consoles without the Kinect, and they were going to do that for $400. And that's happened. It's a $100 price drop that put it on par with the PlayStation 4. Dance Central Spotlight comes from Harmonix, a studio whose games largely rely on the Kinect. If you think about the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years of their company's life, they've kind of relied on this, right? Way more than they have, say, Plastic Instruments for their previous efforts with, was it GarageBand? What the hell was that called? Is it called GarageBand? Not Guitar Hero, the other one. Oh my gosh, has it been that long that I've forgotten? Not GarageBand. Oh my gosh. I can't look it up right now or I would, but I feel like a dummy. Why can't I remember the name of that game? Band. GarageBand. Big Band. Is it GarageBand? Doesn't matter. So when we all got this news about the deconnected Xbox One and that all went live, some people are a little bit upset. And some of them are people making games like Fantasia Music Evolved, which is a Harmonix gig. You didn't think they were still making that, did you? But they are. But after this whole month, or a little bit more, of the Kinectless console, which started in June, Xbox One sales have doubled in the U.S., this according to Microsoft. So, mission accomplished? Part of me sad that they're abandoning it in this way, even though we all cried for them too. I don't know. Don't know how to feel about it. But I do know I am excited to pay less for my one when I get it. When will that be? I'll let you know. Dragon Age Inquisition 4-player co-op has been revealed. It is separate to the campaign. Ooh, you all thought you could play the whole game together. No, it's a separate campaign. That's no good. But you team up in these randomly generated mini dungeons. They take about 20 or 30 minutes to complete in total. This sounds like a really cool feature to me. It's just not what they've been. I mean, I think what people thought they were telling them is that they would have big cooperative experiences in the main story, in the main arc. And you will not have that. So there'll be three of these things at launch. And they're made up of 5 to 10 smaller pre-designed areas. Players will see different areas in different orders. And there'll be variables in place like the type of enemy they encounter across the different sessions, the different mobs you have to kill. I assume there's bosses and stuff. Anyway. So rather than playing as the Inquisitor, you and your buddies are all sort of the lackeys to the main hero. Mike Laidlaw is his name. He's at BioWare. He told IGN, the studio attempted to infuse the multiplayer heroes with personality. They're kind of like mini followers and they banter among themselves. But when it comes to that campaign, no go, dude. It's you on your own and then some of these cool generated things, which again, I think sound really cool. So I'm not bashing this stuff. We'll have to wait and see. When's this come out? Still this year, right? I don't remember the date. Tekken-style Pokemon fighter. Pokken, unveiled for arcades in 2015. Pokken Tournament. You guys heard about this? I don't know how I feel about this. This, according to Joystick, they combine the world of cutesy critter-catching series Pokemon with a fast-paced 3D fighting style in the vein of the Tekken series. Although, there's a lot of word coming out now that this will look nothing like Tekken. There will be no Tekken character crossovers, and it won't be a Tekken game in all the other senses of a Tekken game. That seems crazy to me. The Japanese publication Famitsu says that it is the first real collaboration between Nintendo and Bandai Namco. I don't think that's true. They've had plenty of collaborations, so I don't know why they say it's like they make it sound like a first time deal, but anyway. I don't know, man. there's a little trailer floating around out there. It looks weird. The Pokemon are like these fully fledged out Pokemon creatures that are a little too humanoid and not enough humanoid, so it feels weird looking at them. Don't think I'm all that interested, but there've got to be people out there that are freaking out about this and all excited. I'm just not one of them. Diablo 3, the Ultimate Evil Edition, has trailblazed all over the UK charts, doing pretty well here as well. Although those UDP numbers aren't out yet, so we have these UK numbers to look at. Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls Ultimate Evil Edition is the number one UK game. This displaced The Last of Us Remastered Edition. Yeah, it's interesting because the top games are all PS4. 47% of the top 10 are PS4 games. Doing well over there. Let's see. The PS4 version sold more than last year's original Xbox 360 game, the original Diablo 3. Only about 500 units more. Although, at this point, they'll sell more than that. But Xbox took 32% of the share. Xbox 360's 13% this time around, and PS3's 8%. That does seem like a shift, doesn't it? People moving toward the new consoles and away from the old ones. You start to see numbers like this where there are crossover games across both platforms, and then you start to see them separate in terms of how many people are buying what. That's probably good news for the new consoles in terms of adoption rate, or it's bad news that everybody with a big install base are kind of not caring and not buying anything. I don't know. I don't know what that says. Interesting stuff, though. Zelda and Animal Crossing coming to Mario Kart 8. Oh, how exciting is that? Well, I suppose it depends on how much you're still into Mario Kart 8. Here is the official breakdown. Each add-on content pack will contain two new cups, each with four courses, which in total increases the number of available courses by 50%. So that's, what is that, double? I guess that'd be double. No, it's not double. Well, it's literally 50%. The add-on content packs include classics like Wario Golf Mine from Mario Kart Wii, as well as new courses, some taking place in the worlds of The Legend of Zelda and Animal Crossing. New vehicles will also arrive in each park, including the Blue Falcon cart, representing the F-Zero franchise in the first AOC pack. So pack one, released November 2014, this November, it will include three characters, Tanuki Mario, Cat Peach, and Link. Four new vehicles, eight courses total. The Mario Kart pack two comes out in May next year. That includes three new characters, Villager, Isabelle, and Dry Bowser. The Villager, I assume, is, what do you call it? The thing. Animal Crossing, right? Mario Kart Pack 2. So those three characters, four new vehicles, and eight courses. As a bonus for purchasing both packs as a bundle or separately, you can get eight different colored Yoshis and eight different colored Shy Guys that can be used right away. So if you pre-order now, you can get your Yoshi on in a big, ugly way. Ooh, I don't know about that. Assassin's Creed Unity has been delayed till November 11th. Oh, man. Yeah, I was really looking forward to that game. I still am. It's not that big of a delay. It's not like all the 2015 shifting we're seeing, but still, got to wait a little longer. This is what Ubisoft had to say about it. Quote, this being a next-gen game and fully next-generation game, it requires a lot of work and a lot of production and a lot of learning, says senior producer Vincent Point Braid. His name's weird. It's always hard to be precise and to quantify exactly how much work is going to be involved in finishing the game, so we will get close to the finish, and we will often realize we're near the target, but not nearly near where we need to be. Ubisoft said the dev team will be spending the extra time to improve minor aspects of the game, and that includes day one patch, blah, blah, blah. I'll bet they're adding more ladies. And I hope they're adding that multiplayer competitive mode back in, because I like that, and I want to see that back in the game, in that new engine running on my next-gen console there, or my PC. See if we can make that happen. You can now play Bioshock on iOS for $14.99, so I guess you can go get that now. You want that? I don't really want that, but do you want that? Well, then, go get that. All right, we got some emails this week and some calls. this week, this day. I keep forgetting this is twice a week. I mean, I do it. You'd think I'd remember. Got an email from Don A. Kelly, who, let's admit it, that sounds like a guy who produces game shows in the 70s, doesn't it? This show is a Don A. Kelly production. Okay, we got one from Don who says, driving home listening to the show, the announcement about Amazon buying Twitch got me to thinking. Instead of blocking music in the background of streams, Amazon could drop a, quote, like the music, buy it on Amazon tag in there. What do you think? P.S. Pull over to write this email so I wouldn't forget to. Love the show. Don. So, Don, it's not a bad idea, dude. But I'm sure people have thought of this, and it still doesn't change the way the law is currently done. So these guys still have a claim to copyright infringement, even if Amazon swoops in and says, hey, how about you buy one? They still would have to make agreements with Amazon to do that on Twitch specifically. So could it happen? Yes. Will it happen? Maybe. Sometime soon? No. I think it's business as usual on Twitch for a while. You know, until they get this stuff worked out. Definitely an issue, though. See how it goes, how it turns out.
Hey, Boo, this is Josh from Houston, and I'm curious about this graphical fidelity idea. The concept is that people want games to look more realistic, but what if in the future it looks almost too realistic that it hits the uncanny valley? Is this a good or a bad thing?
Well, the idea there, dude, is that it at some point you don't have the uncanny valley problem. The problem occurs before you hit perfect realism. That's the problem, is that you're so close, but there's something wrong. So you can see, what's a good example? L.A. Noire did this, where they had that incredible facial capture technology, right? And sometimes you were just blown away, like, man, it's like that dude is there, and he is talking. But then his eyes would look funny while his body moved in a certain way, whereas there's no way his eyes would respond that way. And that's when you start to get that uncanny valley. That's the whole definition of the thing. So if they get to perfect one-to-one fidelity, then that goes away. The uncanny valley is not a problem. That's the whole point. That's the whole holy grail. Now, can we ever get there? I don't know. They get closer. Every once in a while, I see something like, I thought the new, I don't want to say Uncharted. What am I thinking of? PS4. Can't think straight. Run around shooting neon all over Seattle. Jeez. Uncharted won't leave my head. It's not Uncharted. I played the game. What's wrong with me? I played its two prequels. I know what this game is. Doesn't matter. Here's the point. That game had incredible character capture stuff and looked really good and felt less uncanny valley-ish than I have in a long time. So we are inching there, but it's still there and it will be until we get there. But if your question is what happens if we get perfect, well, then it goes away. Uncanny valley is the lack of the perfection. That's what's going on there. Got an email from Nick. Says, hey, Scott, as an Xbox One owner since launch, I found the constraints of the 500 gigabyte hard drive went away earlier this year with an update. You can now connect any external USB 3 hard drive that's 256 gigabyte or more. Wonder why they can't do less. That's weird. Huh. Anyway, for the X1 to use for games and apps and so on. I know it's not as elegant as a built-in drive, but the fact that they have an external 4 terabyte USB desktop drive on my day one Xbox One that runs faster than the slow 500 gig laptop drive that both Sony and Microsoft use in their consoles. It shaves about 12 seconds off the initial load from the screen to gameplay on Watch Dogs, which is a long load on both platforms. I don't care about all that bigger drive or built-in drive stuff from Nick. You know, it's a good point. I got all excited about that 1 gig or that terabyte drive, but if it's going to let you use an external USB drive, then yeah, this is kind of a moot point, isn't it? Kind of doesn't matter. That's really cool. I forgot they were doing that. Sony does not let that happen yet, right? Will they? See, that's why I need Microsoft to compete stronger in this run so far, because I need Sony to stay on their toes and go, oh, we need to do that too, for me to continue to enjoy my PS4. I'll end up with that Xbox One. I'm not telling you when. I don't know when. Quit getting all over me, man.
It's me, Mario. Why won't you buy my console? The Wii U. Oh! Bye-bye.
That guy really wants me to buy his console. That was maybe the worst Mario impression I've ever heard. I'm just putting that out there. I appreciate you sending it in. You should keep sending that in. That's fine. You guys don't be afraid of how bad you are at doing impressions. But that was really bad. That didn't sound anything like Mario at all. I mean, just listen to that.
Hello, Scott. It's me, Mario. Why won't you buy my...
Okay, that's nothing like him. It's not just me, right? I want a Wii U. I do. I don't know what's holding me back. I've already missed the window for that freebie game thing, so maybe I'll wait for the next one. I don't know. Here's what you should be playing this week, or what I've been playing. I've been playing Diablo 3 a lot, Reaper of Souls with the update 2.10, which is new stuff. They've got the seasons, which launch on Friday, and that's where you start a brand new character, and you go as long and hard as you can. You get all kinds of unique stuff you'd never get anywhere else in the game. And those actually carry over into the full game once the season ends. So I have no ideas or aspirations to compete and do well in the competition. Maybe against some friends would be fun, but against the world, I'll just get smeared. I don't have that kind of time. But I am interested in playing through that. And they've got the new Greater Rifts. They've got Legendary Gem stuff coming in. They've got all kinds of new poop. So I love that game, and I continue to love it, and it gets stronger and stronger. And I've been playing the console version still, and that is also great. So it is. I am in Diablo love time right now. And starting this Saturday, a brand new episode of the Diablo show will be posted with my thoughts about the patch and also the console version. So if you like that show and you're into it, check it out at frogpants.com/Diablo. Give it a try. It's good stuff. You should be playing it, man. I mean, how many times do I have to tell you? You should be freaking playing it. Quit sitting around, picking your butt, making Mario voices. Go play that game. Time to get out of here. Thank you for joining me. I love video games, you guys. What I love more than that, though, is your willingness to listen to the show and tell your friends and leave reviews on iTunes and other places and download it and play it and listen to it and send emails and phone calls and all that kind of stuff. So thank you for helping the show be so fun for 10 episodes so far. Can you believe we've done 10 of these? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? At frogpants.com/boop, you'll find the show notes, playable web versions of the show, all that kind of stuff. Archive, subscription info, blah, blah, blah. Go check it out. Down there to the frogpants.com/boop. Boopshow@email.com. That's boopshow@gmail.com is our email address. Use it now. Use it frequently. On Twitter, @boopshow. Leave us a message, a voicemail, if you will, 206-339-1320. Use our subreddit, which we get a lot of the stories that we use today from, at boopshow.reddit.com. I need to give you guys more credit for those who find those articles. I will do that more, I promise. You can also catch streaming repeats of the show at alphageekradio.com. Our music is by the Schnauzer Radio Orchestra. Music for a 1950s video game. It's a great album. You can pick it up anywhere that MP3s are sold. You can support the show by buying stuff on the Frog Pants store at frogpants.com/store. I leave you with this because it's kind of awesome. We'll talk to you guys soon. Stay out of trouble. Eat your cheese. No. Eat your vegetables. Cheese is not good. Do 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 Oh, it's freaking Rock Band. Gosh dang it, Rock Band.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.